Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 7, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, here once again with
Spirit Song. With SpiritSongOasis.com.
I'm training her to say her website name. And yeah, we're here for newest support team, and so are 26 other people so far. Thank you all so much for being here. We're here to help hasten the new age by contributing our good energy to it. If you're new, what we do here tonight after the opening intro is we're going to call, Spirit Song and I will call the directions of the mesa we're sitting at. A mesa is a sacred altar on the floor. Then we're going to call in a whole bunch of divine allies, all of whom are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we create a sacred container. Then I will lead you through a short embodied awakening process to give you a chance to be as spiritually awake as possible, which will help the work we're doing. After that, we relax and let the divine do its thing, and we become the instruments through which awakening is done. And the divine does what it does, but it's been a very consistent pattern in recent weeks that we just, as human participants, relax. The divine then gives each of us individually healing, awakening. We might blend into a beautiful group field. A lot of stuff happens spontaneously. And the idea is that we are acting as surrogates for the other humans on Earth. And whatever happens to us is happening or influencing positively a whole bunch of other people on Earth. So it's a little...
As well as the Earth Mama herself, Pachamama, and everything on her, in her, not just the humans, but all sentient life.
Although the humans need the most help.
The humans have a harder time than the natural world in figuring it out.
I think we're the only ones out of harmony with the thing, so we need the greatest assistance. If that's my belief. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, that's what we do, and it's a little different than other calls that are about, you know, bringing in the new age. Once we get into this field, we just are completely passive. We are done to instead of doing. And this extremely passive approach is what we're guided to do in this particular process.
And this is New Earth Support?
New Earth Support Team. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, and one thing Spirit Song pointed out that apparently I have been putting insufficient emphasis on, when we do the invocation, I'll make a really big deal out of just feel the energy. Don't visualize. Don't pay attention to the thoughts and the images and stuff. But once we get into the actual event, you are so welcome to have whatever experience you're having. If you're relaxed and in the inner space and you see something, feel free to see it. If there's sound in the inner world, feel free to hear it. You know, have your experience.
Yeah.
Just be fully open and open to whatever's happening. So there's no thing you shouldn't do. The thing I encourage, though, is not to choose from your ego at that point to do a certain thing.
But whatever, try to create something, but rather to allow.
Yeah, I've had so much experience in the inner worlds over many, many years. And my experience is once you get to the inner world, you relax and you are done too. Your ego, once we get into the inner realms, is not the best qualified being there to run that. There's a whole bunch of divine beings. And in fact, the field itself is intelligent and things happen spontaneously. And the human part of you, I find, is best off just relaxing and allowing things to happen. Okay. Yeah. So thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yes.
Some people are typing about something interesting happened. The audio a little blown out. Oh, yeah. All right, so thank you for pointing out. I noticed when this is a new computer, and audio is too loud. All right, so let me see if I can shift anything about this or control this. Audio settings, let's check that. Microphone. Input level, volume automatically adjusts, suppress background noise.
Do you think there could be any interference from my hearing aids?
No, this was happening on my end too. Okay, so so I'm a little unsure what to do. The only other, I know what I'll do. So give me a second, guys. I'm going to pause the recording, and I have an external mic that I think may give us a better outcome. So I placed, I know exactly where I put it. So bear with me a moment. It's best to fix it now than.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know.
Yeah. So hang on.
For those of you on the archive recording, we just paused and fixed a audio quality. Your audio should sound better now. So many thanks again to those who drew that to our attention. Couldn't do it without you guys. Mm-hmm. And wow, there's 51 people on the call now. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's bring our awesome group energy in to serve. So
yes.
Mm-hmm. I think we've given sufficient intro, except to say that this, you know, say this formal part of the process lasts usually an hour or less. Mm-hmm. And then we'll close the container and do some chat back and forth, audio out loud and on the thing. And at that, once we close the container, y'all can leave. Oh, there were two things. Always I'd like to ask. First, we do request that by being part of this event, whether you're live or on the recording, please give it your undivided attention. You are contributing to the overall energetic field, regardless of when in time you do it, and your the effect of your attention goes forward and backward in time into the Akashic records. So please, by giving it your full attention and doing your best, you are contributing not only to your experience, but the good experience of everybody else. Act like you're right here in the room with us. Okay. The other thing is, if you must depart the process before we close the sacred container, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. They'll do that real nice and gentle, and your departure will not disrupt the field.
Yes.
We're working with subtle energies here, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's all. I always request that. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Anything you got before we dive in?
I think so. Just for awareness, to understand that not only are we doing this as you have so many times before, but we are in an eclipse portal,
mm.
A very powerful eclipse portal between eclipses.
We got another one in 3 days.
Yes. Solar one in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And in the Mercury retrograde, particularly in Gemini, the field of communication, mm-hmm. retrograde takes us even deeper.
Yep.
So we have such a powerful opportunity. And I'm looking forward to sharing it with everybody and creating magic together. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ooh, feel that energy shift?
Oh, yeah.
They are ready for us. Let's dive in. Mm-hmm. Would you like to set the tone for the directions?
Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha Inti Kuishi.
Ooh, already.
Yes.
So as we call the allies, feel free to just relax and be passive. Close your eyes. If you feel energy moving in your body, just pay attention to that, how that feels. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, just be really passive and just notice what's happening on its own. Should I begin with mine? My allies. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please.
Maximum Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please.
Maximum service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please.
Yes, that.
That was complicated. don't need to call Spirit Songs higher self because she's here in the flesh. We call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in front of us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. You're up.
Call to you Oya and the Oya Sere. To the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, and to all the grandmothers and grandfathers in all traditions, in all time, the wisdom keepers. We know you're with us and we are grateful. We call to our angels and guides, you beautiful beings who are with us when we are aware of you and with us when we are not. We are never alone and we are grateful. We call to all those in every dimension, in all time, who are aligned with the purpose of bringing this beautiful Earth Mother and all of us on her, in her, above her, around her, into the most harmonious, glorious, ascended, beautiful place of union with the divine as we are all one that we could possibly be. And together, blending our hearts and minds, souls and spirits, allowing us to experience that bliss and joy, that nothingness and everything that comes with that awakened, beautiful place. Rehichini make. Aha. Recipe.
We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
All right, we've got a good container. So now I'm going to lead you all through embodied awakening. Just briefly explanatory. Metaphorically, here it's like your body is a car. Your ego, instead of driving, will slide to the passenger seat, and your divine is going to drive. At any point, your ego does not like the divine's driving. It can slide over and take the wheel again anytime it likes. The divine will step out right away with no fuss. So your ego is not at any risk, and this is instantly reversible if you wish it. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you just know what to do through intuition more, and there is more bliss. So if that all sounds good, then we invite you to do this with us. So first, just feel your entire body. And I recommend doing this eyes closed. And in addition to just general awareness of your body, see if you feel your energy in or around your body. And we're not changing anything. We're just noticing what's already going on. Get a baseline. So take a moment just to feel how you are now. And we may compare this to the end result. Good. Okay, so in a moment, you're going to speak directly to the higher self that created your human self. And you're going to call in maximum awakening that serves highest good. And then you're going to just relax and receive it. Your higher self will be watching how you respond, and it will only give you as much of itself as you are ready for. But the idea is to attain embodied awakening, which is often referred to as the marriage of heaven and earth, or walking between the worlds. And you'll receive, again, as much embodied awakening as you're ready for. There's no danger of overload in this system. So with all that said, we're about to do it. I encourage you to say the words out loud if you can, or do them silently if you must. So we'll begin speaking to our higher self now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
That's all the words. Let them go and relax and just be passive.
Breathe.
Yeah.
No special way to breathe. Just breathe. Right. Just be.
Right. In fact, if you feel energy moving in your body, that is the optimal thing to pay attention to. Just if there's energy moving in your body on its own, I invite you to let that be what you pay attention to. If you do not have that awareness, then the breath is the next option. Just feel the breath coming and going, no breath control. It does its own thing. And as you're doing that, I'll give you a few bullet points that might help do this even more optimally. My encouragement is not to use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I encourage you not to deliberately visualize or imagine anything. I do encourage you just to be completely passive and either feel energy or feel breath. If at any point you become aware that you've become distracted, which means you're not paying attention to one of those things, that's okay. But at that point, don't fight or try to change the distraction. Let it be as it is with no resistance. But do treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. It is not you. And you are going to return your attention back to feeling energy or feeling breath. And if the distraction keeps doing its thing in the background, that's okay. It's not you. Let it do its thing and you do your thing. The only other nuance we can add to the party is to learn how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath moving on its own. So I invite you to join me in determining exactly how much effort that is. So for a moment, I invite you to drop to no effort at all and simply exist, starting now. Just be. So at zero effort, if there's awareness of energy or breath anyway, without even trying, then zero effort is enough. Hang out there. If at zero effort, you've lost your awareness of what you're focusing on, then I want you to start putting very tiny amounts of effort into the mix, a little bit at a time, until you've added just enough effort to feel energy or feel breath. And then hold that extremely small amount of effort, just barely enough to feel that. If you use more effort than's actually necessary, it will slow this process down. So just feel into what's the least effort needed to do this, whether it's zero or just a little bit. So take a moment to find that optimal effort level. So it feels to me like many people have already popped into embodied awakening. Yay. And how would you know if you got there? It's actually pretty simple. If you can answer yes to the following question, you're in embodied awakening. Here's the question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All that's happening. You're there. If not, relax into awareness of energy or breath and give it a moment longer. If you're already in embodied awakening, then just hang out there. It won't take any effort. And you're holding space there will help everyone else get there. Once again, this works beyond space and time. This is just as helpful if you're on the recording as if you're on the live call. So if you're in embodied awakening, just relax and enjoy it. Know that you being in that space is helping others get there, regardless of how they're relating to this event in space and time. And Spirit Song and I can feel the overall effect of everyone who is, has done, or ever will do this recording. So it's feeling pretty sweet. Y'all are doing a good job. And I can feel now the allies are getting rolling. So you can proceed even if you didn't make it all the way to embodied awakening. Even a partial movement in that direction is better than none. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. There are infinite shades of gray in between none and complete. So however far you got, that's awesome. Just continue with us if you wish, regardless of whether you got to it or not.
Wherever you are, it's perfect.
Exactly. Keep doing it. You'll go deeper. And so now the allies are beginning to move energy. And what Spirit Song and I will describe, and Spirit Song, you are free to describe whatever experience you have. We'll be describing what probably most folks are experiencing. We get feedback a lot that we say things right around the same time as people have already started experiencing them. So many people are having the experience we're describing. However, some won't. And it is very frequent and common for people to have a unique, one-of-a-kind experience for themselves that is totally different than what we're describing. If that's happening, please let the experience play out. That's different. Do not, please do not use any effort to match what we are describing. Getting a customized experience is a total blessing if it's happening. And it's also awesome if you're experiencing what we're describing. There's no better or worse. Just go with what's happening for you spontaneously. Mm-hmm. We're now at the phase where we're totally passive and just allowing. And you may receive at various times on this call sensations of deepening awakening. You may feel more challenging energy as heavy energy has moved through you. It might be yours. It might be the collective's. It doesn't even matter. Just let it move through. You might experience yourself blending into a larger field of consciousness. And that might be all you experience, or you might be simultaneously feeling your individual human self and the other things too. So just whatever's happening is great. Just allow it and relax into it the best you can. Again, as we said earlier, what they're doing is blessing each of us with a beautiful healing and awakening and spiritual experience, which is simultaneously benefiting many other beings on earth. We are acting as surrogates for the collective. Everybody wins. There may be periods of silence here and there. In that case, just relax into the energy. We are present even if we're not speaking.
And there is magic happening in that place beyond the words.
Yeah, I'm feeling a very smooth shift in my body, feeling more and more like energy. Yeah, even my physical body now feels more like energy than flesh. I feel kind of like the Star Trek transporter, like my body is just turning into energy.
There's a space at times when it's hard to tell if you're awake or asleep. And yet, you're thinking about it, so you're awake, but it feels so deep that for moments you wonder if you left and went away, but it's just part of the process. It's that deep.
Yeah, they're going pretty deep, pretty fast. It's really beautiful. Once again, as we did last week, we're noticing the dramatically deeper energy that's available with this latest deeper shift into the Aquarian Age in the inner world, sowing the seeds for it to blossom in the outer world eventually. Versus a more, there are pockets now, but to have it spread more broadly in the future. Again, our encouragement is to just be completely passive, allow whatever's happening. The more passive you are, the more space you open up for the divine to give you wonderful experiences. And the more beautifully your experience will serve the collective. I'm getting a subtle sense of energy spiraling into my crown chakra. and I now have a both and awareness. I am aware of my physical body, and I'm all at the same time aware of blending into our beautiful group field. And that field is totally homogeneous. There are many of us present there, and yet the effect is of just a single field of being. There's no thought there, just presence. And the field is totally alive and intelligent and very blissful. And it is the total of our blended human consciousnesses, as well as a lot of divine consciousness, all mixed together. They're really sweet. Please don't try to experience that if you're not. Just relax, be passive, and at whatever point you're ready to move into that field, you'll just pop in there automatically.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So the overall energetic vibe has been very consistent over the last few minutes. A very subtle, gradual deepening of this field. If you feel heavy energy being processed through your physical body, just relax. Let these beautiful allies take care of everything for you. They'll move it through. There's nothing you have to do to help it. It's better if you don't. Just let the allies work it through. And you would only have such a blessing happen to you if your body's ready to do that kind of service. Nothing happens here that isn't serving the highest good of all, including each of us who are here serving. The allies are thanking us for showing up. As they have many times in the past, they're saying certain types of awakening and healing work can only be done in the presence of live human bodies. And we're so grateful that we are bringing our live human bodies to the party here so that a certain type of work can be done that simply couldn't happen otherwise. I'm having the sense of having stepped beyond the veil and into the more true reality. Having the perspective that whole human experience is the fundamental illusion. And this energetic state is more like the baseline reality. I followed a guru many years ago who said, "You got it backwards. You died to come here." To Earth. Yeah, the energy is, it's so subtle tonight. The energy is now very subtly shifting in a really lovely way. If you're relaxing into it, you might feel the subtle shift that's happening. Yeah, the allies are specifically asking that everyone right now just relax and drop all effort and simply be for a moment. Just be. Just exist. Let go.
I'm feeling there may be someone who feels their body in a very heavy way and some fear or concern.
Yeah.
Just letting that go. And it's okay. Just surrender to it. You're safe. We're in the arms of the angels. You can let the body go and be in the spirit. You're in the body at the same time. It is embodied awakening.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not feel your body. And that's beautiful. And it's safe.
Yeah. And you can try it for a moment, and if you don't care for it, you can go back to the body awareness again.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite phrases these days is setgefen, S-E-T-T-G-E-F-N. It means safe enough to try, good enough for now. So you can just kind of try letting go a little more, see how it feels, and take a step back if it doesn't work for you. But the allies are assuring you that it will be really sweet if you will give it a shot. They're totally holding you. And we may be speaking to someone on the recording. We don't know. When we experience things like this, I don't know at least whether the person's live or on the recording later. There they go. Thank you. Now, it's amazing. Even one person just fully letting go was resisting just sweetens the field so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you make such a big deal about being fully present. It really makes a difference in a field as subtle as this. We co-create it. Each one of us is shaping the field. Ooh, isn't that sweet? Yeah, they're saying this is like practice for the Aquarian age. This next level of evolution is going to be a both-and experience where, at least my understanding is, we'll still have individual awareness as an individual being. We'll have bodies, but they'll be subtler. They'll be a little more light body than what we have now. And at the same time, we'll have a merged consciousness. We'll get to a point where every human on the planet will also be a cell in the planetary brain and will be part of the planetary consciousness. Every person will have both their individual awareness and the planetary consciousness at the same time. And what's happening right now, if you may be able to feel it, is we have a group consciousness here. There's enough of us doing this live and on the recording that we've created a consciousness that is just all of us together. So see if you can feel that group being state. There's no words for it, but you can feel it. You can be it. And at the same time, you might also have awareness of your individual human self. It's a both and, transcending and including. And if you don't, that's okay too. But it feels like many of us are having that experience. They're saying just relax into this. Let us do the work. Let the divine do the work. saying the more each of us relaxes and allows and just chills out, the more potent our service will be. I'd say the absolute greatest service we can offer right now is to simply be. And let the energy move as it will. Yeah, you can feel it deepening. Y'all are doing great. So the more each and every one of us relaxes and allows, becomes fully passive, the sweeter the field is going to get. And the more beautiful our service will become. It's a tough job doing nothing, but I think you're up to it. What I'm sensing here, based on not just tonight, but recent New Earth Support Team calls, is in the inner world here, the Aquarian Age is well far along. I'm not feeling any obvious heavy energy processing, which we have experienced a lot of in the past. It's very subtle. It's very sweet. So it feels like the inner world is actually pretty clean right now. The others are saying, we welcome your continuing return. Each of us is invited back. Either as part of these New Earth Support Team calls, or you can pop in on your own. Part of another group who does this kind of work, whatever you're called to do. All light workers welcome. Oh, it just got really sweet. Wow. No matter how awesome it feels, it can get even more wonderful at any moment. Yeah, I'm just noticing how much higher vibration my physical body feels. I mean, a while ago I commented on feeling like more like energy than flesh, but I mean, this is a whole new level here. My body energy is so subtle and so high. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, it's okay. If you need to cry or make sound or move your body to clear something, that's all good if it's called for by the body. Yeah, I'm now feeling heavy energy flushing out my hands. And you may feel some kind of clearing happening. If so, just let it move through. You don't need to know what it is.
You don't need to know if it's yours or someone else's. Just let whatever heavy energy that's coming through just move through you. You know, a whole new energy coming in now. Still even sweeter yet. Wow, that's getting so sweet. My gosh. Mm-hmm. And just take a moment and feel the energy here. This is so awesome. You're getting subtle visuals, like it's both a vast structure and nature at the same time. It's a both and I'm seeing lots of angels, archangels, beautiful winged beings of light who are resident here. This is all in the inner world. Just relax into whatever is happening for you. Yeah, they're processing some heavy energy through now, but very subtly. Very easily, no drama. I'm starting to feel very subtly some energetic movement back towards the physical body. Yeah, I'm feeling it now. So they're going to very gradually, now that we've had this amazing broadening, deepening spiritual experience as an energy being, they're kind of inviting that part back into the body. And each energetic part will know exactly where to come in. I'm starting to get some strong imagery in my mind. Now I'm back to just feeling. Whatever you choose to pay attention to grows stronger. you know, there's a definite embodiment, getting stronger slowly. They are taking their time. And they're emphasizing the service continues after this event closes. Mm-hmm. If you continue to walk around on earth in embodied awakening, then that is a true blessing. If you don't already know how to do that, then my free invocation masterclass tells you how in a few quick, easy lessons. And you can go to astroshaman.com and click the last word on the menu bar, the word invocations, and that will get you pointed in the right direction for that.
Keep feeling a gentle breeze, like at the ocean on a gentle breeze day. There are whipping breezes and mm-hmm. gentle ones, and these yeah. are very gentle. Or in the forest, like an angel kissing your face.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm mostly back.
Mm.
Give it a moment longer to settle in. So chances are your body will feel quite different. Remember at the start, I had you just really feel how the body felt. Feel it now.
Mm.
Mine feels so much more luminous.
Mm-hmm. I feel a desire to have your eyes open and at the same time feel them so heavy, trying to stay shut and in this place of bliss.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, and it's nearly 9 o'clock, so we've been in here for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, wow, so nice. It's a mm-hmm. pretty awesome experience for virtually nothing happening. I mean, compared to what most humans would expect in a call like this. But the longer we do it, the subtler it gets. I feel good that the divine is able to work with us in such a subtle way now. We have so many beautiful people who keep returning to this event
mm-hmm.
and bringing their ever deepening consciousness.
Yeah.
So it's all of us together who make it happen.
I don't know how many of you have noticed it, but Benjamin and I have noticed oftentimes after an event like this, a very deep sleep, just profound sleep that night.
Yeah.
Very restful and deep.
Okay. So, yeah. Do you feel ready to close the container and move to the talking part? Anything else you want to do in this field before we do that?
Well, I feel like we're complete.
Yeah. Because the blessing's been delivered. Mm-hmm. All right. Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch. For Mason.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let me go higher.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Pachama. Mama Kia, we're a Kocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting us be of service. As we close allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Mm-hmm. Those of you allies still working with anyone who's been part of this call, then please stay with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Mm-hmm. Spirit Song and I ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? 1, 2, 3. Our container is closed. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you are so welcome to join us. Go to awakeningplus.com. Sign up for our $1 for 30 days trial. I'll give you complete membership for a month. And then if you want to stay longer, just do nothing and you'll start billing at $19 a month. And if that's more than you can do, just pop me an email. You'll be getting lots of emails from me and just say, hey, drop me to $9 a month. That's all I can do. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to have you at either membership level. Those who can afford $19, pay that. And those who can't, we're happy to have you at $9.
And if you are so blessed that your cup is running over and you want to do $99 a month, that's okay too.
I'll have to make that option open.
Didn't think about that one.
I totally did. Of course, there's a donate button at the bottom of ashtrava.com.
Yeah.
If you're so inspired. Anyhow, we're now open for business. Let me allow people to unmute themselves. Hang on. All right. You now have the ability to unmute yourself. And someone's already typed. Marla typed, nothing is where it's at. And then Paula typed, very deep tonight. Thank you. We love the written comments. And if anyone wants to simply click their mic icon and remove the red slash, and you can talk. Hey. Hello, Amanda. No, I'm sorry. This is Cass. Hi.
Jim.
Hi, Kat. Hi, this is Jim. Cass is here, too.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay, excellent. So kind of an observation and a question to you. A month or two ago, we did always at the, it seemed like at the beginning, there was a lot of heavy energy processed and we were getting healed and sort of a tune-up, personal tune-up.
Right.
Tonight, the heavy energy was at the end, and we went right into the good energy and whatever. Uh-huh. What's your take on that, or what's the significance of that shift in the process?
My belief about it, I don't know for sure, but my belief is that the field is just getting cleaner in there. There seems to be a little less heavy energy to process now, because I mean, we're not the only ones working this. I mean, there are so many beautiful beings of light surrounding the earth all the time now, and being, you know, sending energy in for the great awakening. And my sense, not on just this call, but recent ones, is there's just not as much heavy energy we're being asked to work with. So my assumption is there's less of it.
We see a lot in the world. I mean, you know, what we get with the news all the time is all the heavy stuff, but that's not all that's going on. And there are so many of us who are holding that energy and light that it is getting lighter.
It also may be that there may be a whole bunch more light workers are on the job now, even just being added in recent weeks.
Absolutely.
And of course, a larger number of helpers means each individual person has less heavy energy they need to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be part of it too. Again, this is only speculation, but that would be my feeling about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's very positive news. Good news.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, great question. Thank you. All questions welcome here. We've had some typing. Trisha said, awesome, thanks. Amanda says, thank you. Catherine says, this is one time I cannot explain what happened except to say I was here, present, yet I wasn't. Thanks, Benjamin. It's Spirit Song, Gotta Go.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for being here. And then Brenda says, wonderful session. I had tightness in lower back at the start. Now I am not experiencing any tightness and feeling a high, joyful vibe. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And then, let me make sure I'm not missing any here. And then Miriam types, is it okay to sit and sip water or eat a bite whilst in the group call process in this meditation? She's a newbie. It's a newbie question. We make requests, but you also have free will. If you're eating or drinking, you feel is in full harmony with the process, and you feeling yourself is the only way you can do it, that would be, I guess, okay. If you were eating and drinking during the time we were commenting on feeling a disruption in the field, though, then that might have been a perturbation. I would say the ideal would be to have your eating done by the time we start. And I mean, if you're just like sipping water, that's certainly fine. I was drinking some water during the event, but the idea being that you're not, you know, doing serious eating during the call would be optimal. But again, we're not going to be a hard ass and say you absolutely can or can't do anything. We couldn't enforce it anyway. But we do make the request to be as fully present as you can.
Yeah, it's important to stay well hydrated. So if you're a being who needs to drink some water while we're doing this, by all means, you need to do that.
Yeah, so I hope that was a clear answer.
Yeah. Anything that is done in the flow of meditation, I mean, as we're talking about this, I have an image and a sense of some soft spoonful of something that if you are receiving it in alignment with what you feel is in that flow, then you can trust that. There is no hard and fast rule for anything. There are ways that we may find seem to work well, but most important is to listen to your inner voice, to connect with spirit, the divine, and trust the flow.
Yeah. And I think she then typed, I was so hungry, I paid attention to energy commentary. I mean, you know, try stuff and see what feels right.
Yeah.
You know, the overall energy obviously was really sweet and powerful tonight and subtle. So
yeah,
your eating did not mess it up for the group.
No.
So, you know, we just offer guidelines and then each person has free will to what they do. And Deanna's right. Oh, and there was a previous commentary as well. Let's see what we got here.
I was thinking we missed one there.
Do you want to read the next one? Can you see it?
Okay. I don't have the right glasses on.
Okay, I'll keep reading. And then the person eating added, but understand that it's a good idea to not have things to do by the time of the call. Thanks so much. Yeah, that is what we request. Again, the idea is act as if you're right here in the room with us and do only what you would do in that context, ideally. And then Deanna says, I just before this call, I actually had some nausea after all the energy flow. I usually try not to eat much until after energy work. I was very thirsty as we ended and was glad to have water here. Yeah, water is fine. There's no problem with water. But I guess just notice whatever you're doing, ask yourself, is what I'm doing assisting me in being completely present with this process? Might be the ultimate test.
Yeah, and from my perspective, that may not be the same for everyone.
Yeah, and I guess if you were having a blood sugar crash and your body was screaming for nutrition and having a bite, it might be the best thing you could do if it then helps you stay present for the rest.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even go so far as to say if you needed to take a bite of something, feel yourself doing it for the well-being of the world, you know?
Yeah. That reminds me, when my understanding is that when a person goes up and like does a vision quest, Native American style, and they're like up on the mountain with no food or water for like 4 days,
mm-hmm.
back at the base camp, people are eating and drinking on behalf of that person.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, their intention is I consume this food and water to nourish mm-hmm. this person up on the mountain who is not eating themselves. This relationship, but you know, came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, mm-hmm. the energy is still so strong. We keep it going even after we close. Remember. Someone just typed, that's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't always read every single thing that gets typed if it's
okay.
if it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like it'll contribute to the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark is typing, what is your recommendation whenever occasional feeling of anxiety occurs during the week for any unknown reason? Obviously, focusing on the breath is important. Mm-hmm. I can think of a couple of responses. Do you have an idea on that? Do you want to share how you deal with anxiety if you felt it?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that came to me hearing that question is to embrace it, not fight it. It's a part of you, so it's looking for assurance, reassurance, something to create a sense of well-being or release. Sometimes just a deep breath, breathing in from the light of the divine into yourself and allowing every cell to be saturated. And then breathing out anything that isn't resonant with that will do it as well. If you keep feeling a sense of anxiety or a persistent thought that is maybe different than what you would want to be thinking about, is annoying or whatever, that it's like a little child pulling on mama's skirt, wanting to be noticed, wanting to be held, reassured from my perspective that all is well. You don't push it away. You bring it in, you hold it, you love it, and let it go. And then it goes on its way most of the time, just like a happy little being that's released. That's just a few thoughts, and there are many ways.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
That way could certainly work. My own approach would be probably slightly different. I can think of two approaches to it. The simplest would be to use the healing invocation. And many of y'all are familiar with that, but the basic idea is you just say to the divine, upon noticing any disharmony, physical or emotional, in your field, you just say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then you simply hold attention wherever the disharmony is. If it's emotional, it's still going to be somewhere in the body where it feels strongest. And what I like to do is just merge completely with the challenging phenomenon. I go right into it like it's a sponge and I'm water, and I just soak right in.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it my complete attention. And what I find most effective is really focusing on the feeling of it, the somatic physical experience. And there may also be thoughts and images swirling around, and I acknowledge them and I don't pay attention to them. I say, yeah, they're there, but I'm here to focus on the feeling. And when I just rest in presence with that after doing the healing invocation, what happens for me anyway is the divine shows up immediately. And if there's heavy energy in the field, the divine flushes it out or transmutes it to love and light, and you keep it. And the distinction I would make here, and this is from, this thinking is informed by internal family systems therapy. They say we have many parts within us and all parts are good
mm-hmm.
and we want to keep all our parts.
Mm-hmm.
However, some of those parts are carrying burdens. And in my kind of relating to anxiety, I would think the anxiety is the burden a part is carrying and not the part unto itself.
Yeah.
And so therefore what the healing invocation does then is it says, okay, I want to keep all the important parts of me, but I'm going to help that part release that anxiety so it can feel better. And mm-hmm. it's okay to let those heavy energies flush out or transmute.
Yeah.
You're not losing or releasing anything that's really critical. There are many paths that say, I mean, the first thing you said was just be with it and just, you know, hold it like a child, you know, and there's many paths. Forgive me if I'm not understanding you 100% with that, but there's many paths that say just be with it. And that's a basic, when I did Vipassana Buddhism for years, the teaching was just be present with whatever's happening with no resistance and give it your full attention. If there's a thought, be with the thought. If there's a feeling, be with the feeling. Mm-hmm. If there's an emotion, be with the emotion. And I did like 10-day silent retreats doing stuff like that, where you just are present with whatever's happening with no resistance and no desire to change anything. And in time, they would shift. What my experience is with the invocations, though, that ayahuasca later gave me after I had those experiences was that if you then call your divine to work with you, see, the Vipassana techniques in my experience were just operating from the ego level. The human is just paying attention and whatever happens, happens. My experience with the invocations is the same effects can happen much more rapidly. The healing is much quicker or the awakening is faster. And I'm biased toward, you know, doing things very efficiently and with optimal speed because I'm all about, I want to be as awakened as I can. And if I have healing to do, I want to do it as rapidly and efficiently as does it properly. So that's my own bias and it reflects in this membership.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's where I come from with stuff like that. And looks like a lot of typing has been happening. Well, I went on and on and on. So let me back up and share what these people are typing here in just a minute.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So after Mark asked the question, then Miriam typed the anxiety is a visitor. It's also not you. And then Mark types sometimes it goes on for hours and debilitates me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds serious. And then I would definitely be working for the most efficient way to clear that out.
Yes.
And Miriam, when you talked about the child, she says, that's a sweet perspective. Then Risa says, after acknowledging healing invocation, et cetera, try dancing to your favorite music. Let your body express and see if you can have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, moving the body can be great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very effective way to move heavy energy as well.
Yeah.
Deanna then typed, I notice when I'm feeling challenging emotions or anxiety, I forget the tools. Sometimes I just breathe and ask for help. When I say help me, my guides know I am asking them to do what serves my highest good because I'm not in a position to do it myself, and I'm grateful for their help.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark says, I don't dance. Yeah, so the allies know when we need help, and if you just ask for help generally, they may offer some help.
Mm-hmm.
What I have noticed with some consistency, though, is if you ask the divine for help in some way, leave space for them to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So many people put out a prayer for something, and then they immediately put their attention on something else, and they're doing and doing and doing, and
mm-hmm.
and they're simply not leaving enough space, enough yin energy to allow the divine to come in and help them. So they keep their field so cluttered that they literally can't receive the help the divine is trying to give. That's why I make such a big deal about really opening and receiving what you asked for by invocation.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sanmati typed, since 2 to 3 days, I get woken up in a bit of a panic. I don't have any bad dreams or anything, but this panic arises as soon as I'm up. Anyone else feeling this? Mm-hmm. I meditate for a bit and that helps, but wondering if people are feeling something like this these days. And have any insights.
Mm-hmm.
And then Risa says, tap to your favorite music, whatever gets you moving, walk, swing, yell. Yeah. So you may be responding to Mark who doesn't dance. Hang on.
A lot of activity there.
We got a lot of great ideas coming in here. I love this. Mm-hmm. Okay, just a minute. I'm trying to get to the right space here.
Lovely to have people sharing.
Yeah. Miriam says, punch balloons instead of dance. It would be like a birthday shamanic astrology reading. And she says, Risa referred her to these programs. And Mark says, I wish you did this meditation every night. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you join Awakening Plus, Mark. We've got over 325 recordings, and you can play any of them anytime. Mm-hmm. So join us up, and you'll have access to these events as recordings. And people tell me all the time the recordings are just as helpful as the live calls. So do your dollar for 30 days and see what you think. And then Deanna says, agreed. I say, help me. And I step into breath awareness. It does seem to help for me. Yeah. And then the passive thing is something I learned through. I mean, I've done ayahuasca ceremonies for like 16 years, mm-hmm. you know, over 200 of them. And when I was first doing them, I was trying to make things happen for myself. And every time I did that, it just mucked up the work and made it last longer and it was harder. And so finally, after years, I finally got the message, just Benjamin, let go and let me do the work. Ayahuasca kept saying, let me do it for you. Mm-hmm. And I would relax and it would go so much easier and quicker. And that's why I bring that teaching into this work, because it's the same idea, whether you've drunk ayahuasca or not. If you're working with divine help, there's a free will zone. And here's the best of my understanding. We're in a free will zone. If you ask for divine help, the divine will start to bring in energy and help you the best it can. And the more receptive and passive the human is, the easier the divine has it to help you. If you then jump in and say, I'm going to start visualizing and doing things myself to move energy, the divine says, well, you just called up free will and you're trying to do it yourself. And divine law requires me, your divine helper, to stop what I'm doing and lay back and watch you try to do it yourself. Even though the divine knows it can do it way better than any human can, right? So this is my experience. So that's why I make such a huge deal about call the divine to do it for you through invocation and be passive, leave space for this part of you that is such a better healer, such an incredible awakener to do what it can do for you. And don't let your free will exercise of trying to do it for you stop them in their tracks. That's my own experience. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there are many other paths that involve the human doing stuff and exercising
will. I don't see it as the human doing stuff when I would embrace something that, like, if something is niggling me in a small way, like when I responded to somebody, mm-hmm. it was not sounding like Sanmati, we haven't forgotten you. The panic attack kind of thing, that's a bigger kind of energy going on. When I responded earlier, it was just someone who had just a little bit of a niggly feeling of something, if I can remember correctly. That was a little while back. But sometimes with something very small like that, I mean, what Benjamin is saying about using an invocation is a perfect way anytime to do any of that. But for me, it's not a whole process. I'm going to go into a field now and hold my child or something. It's just a feeling of, with all of those parts of us, embracing instead of resisting yes. whatever is coming.
Right.
Which allows it to be free sometimes to just go. If it doesn't, then the invocations are a beautiful way to work with that. And Sanmati, if something is coming that is so heavy and it's persistent and you're using the invocations and it's not shifting, then working with an IFS session mm-hmm. to find out what is that part of you that is feeling so burdened. You're a being who is very sensitive to others, I know. for many of us who have a very beautiful sensitivity and connection to the world, we feel sometimes a general angst because we're feeling the pain of so many, mm-hmm. not just our own, but the collective.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But the invocations are a beautiful way to transmute that energy. There are so many of them on the site that you can use. But thank you for sharing that. We send our love, and I hope that these words and ideas have been helpful. If not, let us know.
Yeah. Thank you. I will.
Thank you.
I will try them out. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, and let me second what Spirit Song said about the inner families. Now, as you all may know, I've gotten really excited about internal family systems therapy process in the recent months, and I'm using it a lot with private clients. It's harder to translate into a group process like this because it really is working mainly with an individual person. Although I am finally getting ready to actually put an event in Awakening Plus as a course where I'll be guiding you through the steps and you just, you know, can go through the steps in sequence under my verbal guidance. But what IFS does in many cases better than the invocations is it drills right down to the part of you that's carrying a particular burden that's creating a problem in your life. Mm-hmm. And there's a fairly elaborate sequence of events where we get into the burden part, we release it, reintegrate it back in. And there's several dozen steps involved. And, but that, you know, seems to, in most cases, do a much better job than the healing invocation to get to a particular burden part and let it go and come back. Now, theoretically, the healing invocation could do that, but in reality, the IFS sequence does it more effectively than the healing invocation usually does.
Yeah, there's a difference between a thought or feeling that comes in a random kind of way, and it's with you momentarily, and you deal with it, and then it's gone. Then something that keeps coming back and keeps presenting itself to you, then it needs to be helped in some way. And what Benjamin is saying is the internal family systems work really is wonderful in getting to those parts of ourselves that need to be assisted that way.
Yeah. And if you all want to check it out, my number one recommended book is a book called Self Therapy. And there's a lot of words after that. But if you find Self Therapy by Jay Early, Jay Early, that book not only gives you the principles of IFS, it teaches you how to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Once you understand and follow the sequence, you potentially could facilitate your own IFS sessions for yourself, you know? So it's pretty amazing. So I love that about the modality. Mm-hmm. Now we've gotten behind. We're having more feedback tonight than possibly we've ever gotten on one of these calls. And I want to back up here and catch somebody, which he typed. Hang on. Just a minute. I went too far. Mm. Where is her?
It was Samadhi.
She had a long type, but I think I'm just
shared earlier on that she was waking up with anxiety,
right,
repeatedly,
right,
and that's why I was sharing the different ways of
dealing with that. Yeah, and each of us is unique, and you can try what we're offering here, and if it works, fabulous. And if it doesn't, you know, you'll need to keep looking. Because some people are more receptive to certain modalities than others, and certain situations require different approaches sometimes. I'm not aware of any one magic bullet tool that works for everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to offer the modalities that seem to have a good track record of helping a lot of people pretty consistently, but I can't guarantee you that any one thing will help any specific situation.
There was a really long comment on there, but...
Let's find out. Hang on, let me go back.
The glasses that I have tonight don't allow me to read. I think you just went back over it.
Okay, I thought somebody had typed longer, but it's gone. Okay.
That's what I was seeing right there.
Oh, okay. All right, so this was not her, it was Ty. Okay. So Sanmati talked about panic attacks, and then Ty has typed Sanmati. That sounds a lot like my experience with panic attacks, which is considered different from anxiety. A basic way to think about it is panic is just the body flushing built-up stress hormones. Mm-hmm. Anxiety is typically in response to anticipating stressful situations. The advice I was given was acknowledge it's just the body flushing out stress and let it do its process. I find it helps to check on any bodily needs. Am I thirsty? Do I need to lay down, etc.? And make sure there's nothing I'm ignoring, especially if it keeps coming back after meditation. That sounds like wise advice.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm called, if you're a member of Awakening Plus, you know, we have 3 shamanic breathwork events in the archive where there's 80-minute music mixes. Mm-hmm. And if you just fire that mix up and just start doing the breathing as described in the introduction to the archive recording has the instructions and then the music.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll do those 80 minutes, then a lot of stuff you're carrying that's heavy can get flushed out pretty dramatically. So that's another tool we have in the archive, or maybe one of the shamanic awakening calls where I'm rattling and drumming and singing and helping things move through. Mm-hmm. So it could be that a more intense process can help move something through if you've got something that's sticky. Miriam says, can there be other plant ceremonies or magical plant entheogens that are milder than ayahuasca, i.e. not cannabis? I would recommend magic mushrooms. Psilocybin mushrooms are one of the milder entheogens, especially if you take a small dose. If you started at like maybe 1.5 grams and, you know, tried that much, and if after an hour you're not in the state, you want to take a little bit more. Mushrooms, most people can safely do that on their own.
Hmm.
But I would strongly recommend setting a very conscious set and setting so you won't be disturbed and you're in a very peaceful environment, in nature if possible. I think a person could usually work with a small amount of magic mushrooms safely.
I've not used them, so I don't know. I know, you know, I felt a little bit of concern about having someone be with you, perhaps, if you're doing that kind of thing when you're not used to it.
Yeah, good to have a sitter, I grant you.
Right. And San Pedro has a variety of experiences for different people. For me, San Pedro is always so gentle, but for some, there's more intensity.
Yeah, San Pedro has pretty consistently kicked my ass all over the place. So, but I would put San Pedro and ayahuasca in the league of things you would only want to do that with a trained shaman.
Yes.
And these days there's so many people who are facilitating ceremonies who are just not qualified to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, I mean, it's a buyer beware kind of world out there in plant spirit ceremonies. So if you're going to get into that world, just do your best to try to ensure that the person facilitating really knows what they're doing, is qualified to be doing it, is of high vibration and benevolent intent, mm-hmm. is holding a safe, solid, energetic container in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to people who worked with that person, talk to the person themselves if you can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all Wild West stuff. So,
you've got more comments there.
Okay. And then Brenda says, thank you so much. I'm grateful for you both and everyone here holding this sweet space. Good night. And Miriam smiled. And let's see if I missed anything about that. Hang on. Oh, this is amazing about a chat here. So again, if y'all need to go, you know, drop off, but we're rocking and rolling here. We got a lot going on. Risa says, a friend welcomes the attention, seeking anxieties with, oh, honey. I guess addressing the anxiety as a mm-hmm. as a being that way.
Affectionate way.
Mark says, ayahuasca is on my bucket list. Are you authorized to perform the ceremony for anyone? No, I am not facilitating those kind of ceremonies. Ayahuasca is energetically present in all the Awakening Plus events in a subtle way, but I am not serving up live brew in any way, shape, or form. Let's see what else is here that's good to share. Ty says, I have had a lot of success with inner family system healing as well. It definitely reduced the rate of panic attacks over the past few years.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I love IFS. It is very special among psychological. It is technically psychology, and it has been around for over 40 years. Major psychological organizations have done very careful studies and have said, yes, it's effective for this, effective for that. I mean, it's a mainstream modality, and yet it blatantly acknowledges spirit as the center of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and it is very shamanic. I mean, the very process is pretty much taking place in the shamanic underworld. The entire process is in that inner world. Mm-hmm. And it's just extraordinary how this beautiful modality incorporates some of the very best qualities of spirituality and shamanism in a psychological container.
Yes. Yeah. And yet someone who knows nothing about that kind of work or what shamanism is, you wouldn't know that to experience the work. It's such a subtle blend of transformational energy.
Yeah, and that's one of its benefits, is they don't put those labels on it and don't scare people away. Mm. In the same way, the Mankind Project, which is for men only, but is one of the most awesome men's group, which has branches all over the world, you know, it's blatantly shamanic, in my opinion, but they don't use that word. Mm-hmm. And the three people who founded it, one of them was a shaman, mm-hmm. who was very constantly incorporating that energy into it. But again, they don't put the spiritual label on it. Mm-hmm. But Mankind Project itself also has those components, but they don't put the words on there, so mainstream people feel comfortable checking it out. Mm-hmm. You know, IFS does a similar thing, I believe. Let's see. Miriam says, ayahuasca, MDMA for trauma or psilocybin with trained practitioners would be scared but interested. Yeah, if y'all don't know, MDMA is now in phase 3 trials. And if these trials succeed, as apparently the FDA hopes they will, MDMA, also known as ecstasy, will be legal and able to be used by trained therapists in specific circumstances to help people. And my hope is that mushrooms will be close behind. This is a little, I guess, related topic, but basically they've worked with many PTSD veterans, for example, who have had PTSD for decades. And in many cases, a single psychedelic experience with MDMA or mushrooms, where if they get the experience of going beyond ego, and these substances can give a person the experience of blasting out beyond the ego and being the universe, literally, mm-hmm. being pure awareness beyond the body for a little while. And then when they come back into the body, it's like, in some cases, the trauma is just gone. Mm-hmm. All the things they did all those years that took no effect, all that they can have even one of these experiences, and all of a sudden, the PTSD diagnosis goes away. So psychedelics are so powerful, mm-hmm. when used properly, consciously, with appropriate therapy around it, set and setting, the bright containers.
It's not something to play with.
This is not recreational. This is serious, serious, amazing medicine. Yeah. And the indigenous cultures have known this stuff for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so glad the ayahuasca tradition of the Amazon is still there. And people are still doing it close enough to the way it was originally done that, you know, that there's still some purity of energy mm-hmm. there. Yeah. And of course, I don't want to go off on that tangent.
Yeah, there's some more.
So let's see what else is here. Let's see. Sanmati thanks us and says she'll follow up on our suggestions. Miriam says, definitely a trip sitters. Do you offer online ceremonies? Plant? No. Again, I'm not doing anything with plant spirit beyond the energies I'm already holding in my field. I've done enough work with ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushroom that their energy is just part of me organically now. I don't have to consume a substance, and their essence is a part of the awakening plus field because it's part of me. Mm-hmm. Is the best way I can say it. And Mara says, we saw that already, just a minute. Hang on. Sanmati says, any chance of you both moving to California? That's hilarious.
Sweet Sanmati.
Too many wildfires for me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Deanna says, I used to be more interested in the plants myself, but truthfully, Benjamin, your shamanic breathwork moves energy and really helps me. Mm-hmm. And that's my experience too. Even mm-hmm. as I've been doing ayahuasca and then doing like breathworks like we're doing every other month in Awakening Plus, I've had, you know, experiences that are quite similar to ayahuasca ceremonies in breathwork, and some unique ones, like it was in a breathwork that my jaguar came. Hmm. And I was the jaguar, and I was on all fours and growling and doing the whole thing by doing breathwork. You know, so these breathworks we have in Awakening Plus can give you experiences that are quite similar to ayahuasca states. The difference is that you can control it and you can slow down the breathing and come back more to normal consciousness if it's getting too intense. But if you're doing that breath well and you're really open, you can have some very powerful shamanic experiences without having to ingest a psychedelic substance. Yeah. Let's see. Ty says it's very shamanic. I was doing it intuitively in shamanic practice for years and only learned the term inner family healing last year. There are going to be trials also going for ketamine for PTSD that are very successful. Yeah. Miriam says, I've done ketamine for treatment-resistant depression, but want to get into Deanna's breath work instead of seeking substance. And Ty says, I've known a couple of people who've done both the official trials and the recreational. The trial is much more effective. They administer it differently, and it's a more gradual but longer-lasting effect from what I hear. Never done it myself, so can't personally go. I think he's talking about the ketamine trial, which I really don't know much about.
A lot of wonderful sharing tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just delighted we're getting so many great, great comments here. Okay. So anyhow, so if you're still part of this, I'm assuming it's because you're interested in the topic here.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have had to move on, but
it's okay.
We're all together all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. We're all one.
Yeah, and so many beautiful ways to, I mean, some people, like I remember when I needed ayahuasca in San Pedro, the heavy duty plant spirit teachers, because I was so stuck and so thick and had tried different paths for a couple of decades and had just really gotten nowhere in terms of really getting a real awakening happening. And I was so thick, so dense, so stuck in earth that I needed dynamite. And that was what the plant spirit said. They just blasted me open. And it took years of clearing heavy energy before I could really begin to experience the inner world in a really consistent, meaningful way. But some people are already so sensitive, they don't even need that. And they're already there. And their problem is, I need to get into my damn body. I had the opposite problem. I couldn't get out of it. You know? So each of us has our own unique path. And
so true.
You know, here in Awakening Plus, we offer certain tools and modalities that are helpful for certain people, and for some for a certain time, for some for longer times. Mm-hmm. And people come and go. And each person, you know, we're modeling here. We offer what we are called to offer. It fits some people and they show up. And there's thousands of other awesome teachers online, and they're offering their thing and attracting those who are drawn to them. And I myself have worked with so many different teachers. I mean, I've done plant spirit work with over a dozen shamans. I've had some teachers just for one or two instances, some I've held with for years and have benefited from them all. So, you know, I'm a big fan of just really, what I would say is, if you set a really clear intention, like my intention when I moved here at the age of 41 is I want to awaken and I want to help people wake up. And heal. And that's been my fundamental service motive for years and years and years. And the manner in which it's happened has been quite diverse. I've had many experiences of different ways of getting it. But if you set a clear intention, and especially if you show up and say, Spirit, I want to serve. I want to awaken so I can serve better. Then all kinds of synchronicity is going to come into play and help you.
There are a couple more comments.
All right, so let me catch up with those now that I'm off my rant. Just a minute.
You're chatty Kathy tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm getting excited. Hang on. I'm just trying to catch up again. So Deanna says, I can affirm that angel wings have emerged and a starseed was birthed during a breathwork experience with Benjamin. Yay.
How beautiful.
I'm glad to hear that. And then Miriam says, thanks for letting me type forever. Ty says, I understand, just wanted to share what I knew so people can make the best choices for themselves. I've personally had better healing experiences through breathwork and shamanic practice without substance than with it. Beautiful. I'm glad you didn't have to do that. And Deanna says, holding space and allowing open sharing is important. Thank you, Benjamin and Spirit Song, for serving all. And Linda says, thank you, so peaceful. And Ty's comment about not using substance. I remember a time when I'd done all these really grueling ayahuasca ceremonies. It was many years ago, and I cut a deal with ayahuasca. I said, okay, I've already been down to Peru twice for like 2 weeks at a time doing five ceremonies in the jungle. And I said to the plant and I said, okay, I'll go down there and I'll do with the shaman a double dieta. Mm-hmm. I'll be in the jungle for a month. I'll do 10 ceremonies. And here's the deal, ayahuasca. You give me the permanent lasting awakening I want, and then I'll never have to drink you again. And I meant it. I meant it. And I went down in the 8th ceremony. She gave me the permanent awakening. And it was the awakening that was still there the next day for the first time and has been here ever since. And then after I came back for months, I didn't do ceremony and had no intention. And it was, I guess, the better part of a year before I heard about this shamanic couple who was coming through Asheville and doing ayahuasca. And I have heard good things about him, and I checked it out. And it was a totally different flavor of ceremony than I'd done before, and I liked it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stepped back into the plant spirit world, but truly had no intention of ever doing it again after the big awakening. Mm-hmm. But what I discover now as I continue to work with ayahuasca is the benefits I get from it now are, I've learned that awakening is an ever deepening process for me. Mm-hmm. However awake I am, I can go deeper. And there's no way of even knowing what the next level is until you get there. Mm-hmm. Because a level of consciousness cannot comprehend a level beyond itself. And that totally includes me too. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, what ayahuasca does in ceremony for me is she clears away obstacles and heavy energies I didn't even know were there. Mm-hmm. And amazingly, what she does, she knows what that next level is for me that my personality has no clue about. Mm-hmm. And she also knows what obstacle is keeping me from getting there. And it is so common in a ceremony, I'll do the ceremony, the obstacle will come into my awareness, the plant will clear the obstacle, and then I am open to go to my next level awakening. Mm-hmm. And that happens frequently in ceremony. So it is very common to do ayahuasca and awaken one level deeper. Mm-hmm. And why would I ever want to stop that? Mm-hmm.
And yeah. There's different paths for different people. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm an all-in kind of guy.
And yes, you are.
And I'm going to do whatever is going to take me, you know, because I,
well,
the more awake I am, the better I can serve you guys.
Absolutely. You know? And when I say there are different ways for different people.
Yeah.
The important thing is each of us finds our ways that we tune in, that we're listening, that all you have to do is ask. Believe me, I have many stories too. You just ask. Mm-hmm. You'll be shown what is the path for you and the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it may be something you did not expect. And that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So again, my core advice is, just tell your divine that whatever your truth, I mean, for me, it was, I have fundamental desire to, I mean, my core desires are, I want to awaken. I want the deepest awakening embodied that serves highest good. I want maximum service capacity that serves highest good. I want to fulfill my life purpose. I want to help support the great awakening. There's something else I'm forgetting. I call in the abundance that will serve all this. And then I say, I come to serve. Highest could be done. This or something better. Mm-hmm. It's kind of where I leave it.
And you've grown through the years in how you do that too.
Yeah, it always changes. It's always evolving. Yeah. So anyhow, let's catch up on the chat here. We can go all night, folks. Let's see. And Deanna says, holding space and allowing open sharing. Oh, we said that already. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then Sanmati says, thank you, everyone. You're all awesome. Yeah, we've got a beautiful group here. We love all the folks showing up for these Monday night calls. And now I'm finally feeling a drop in the energy.
Yeah.
So maybe we're near closing time here. So last call for questions, comments, live speaking, whatever. All right, we'll call it a night. So wow, that was like over 45 minutes of interaction. That is, I think it's more than we've ever done on a Monday. And then Deanna says, thank you. I think it's bedtime. Mark says, yes. Thanks, Benji. Yeah.
I think everybody's feeling the same thing.
Yeah. So thanks, y'all who stay with us live. Mm-hmm. Many, many thanks to all. And thanks. And let me say, well, as I often do, thank you for being here. There's only about a gazillion other things you could have done than be here. Mm-hmm. And we are so honored and thankful that you chose to be here with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for you being here and being part of the field to mm-hmm. help the great service that we're doing here.
Blessings and love to you.
Yeah. And good night. And we'll be back
good night.
This and every Monday next time. And
namaste.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.